Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Did I Save, a gaming podcast where we talk about how games change and how they change us. And of course, I've got with me Ryan.
Hey!
And I've got with me Jared, as always. And today we're going to talk about, well, since Halloween's coming up, we're going to talk about horror games. Our favorite horror games. And take it away, Jared.
Riveting as always.
As always. But anyways.
It's almost just as good. Well, it'd be funny if this one gets the most views.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just most likes, comments.
Yeah.
Just riveting.
We couldn't get that guy to stop talking.
Our friend Jared, he's sick, obviously, you can tell. He doesn't look too great.
He doesn't look great.
But he's not going to be talking as much.
No.
As he normally does.
He's going to sit this one out just a little bit.
Yeah. So, scary games.
Scary games. Horror games.
I love them.
Me too.
You watch a scary movie and you don't get the same experience from a scary video game because you're so immersed and you got to play at night and you got to turn the lights off.
Mm,
it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
And if you're alone, you can't do it. You're too much of a coward.
Yeah.
You got to have someone there with you.
Right.
Oh, but there's something about it. And I don't know exactly what it is in the brain, the human brain that just likes to be creeped out and spooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm definitely one of those people. One of the first scary games that really, like, got my interest was the Amnesia games.
Okay.
Where, I mean, really it was, I don't know how you pronounce it for sure, like Penumbra.
Penumbra, yeah.
I heard about that game, downloaded it direct off their website and played it, and was really, like, interested in their mechanics of like moving objects to block doors,
right,
and things like that. So this is a survivor game, survivor horror game, meaning that you don't really fight back. You mostly cower and run and just try and survive and you try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But they made Penumbra first and then they started making the Amnesia games. And The Dark Descent was actually one of the first, I think it was one of the first, if not the first Amnesia game. Maybe the second Amnesia game. And then they had like Machine for Pigs.
There's so many on
it. The newest one is The Bunker, and I've played a little bit of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I need to go back and play it. But The Dark Descent is like this, it has like a dark gothic setting.
Okay.
That really struck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a more compelling story, and the way that it tells story is great.
Yeah.
But you have this mechanic where you have to stay in the light as much as possible. You can't go, if you go in the dark, your character just slowly goes more and more insane.
Okay.
And then the more insane you get, the more the game scares you. So like the more like spooky events trigger and things like that. So you try to keep your sanity down.
Yeah.
So you can like solve these puzzles quicker with little interference.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, there's these really creepy, and I know this is an older game, so it's probably not going to hit as hard nowadays, but if you want that kind of experience, definitely play The Bunker, because it does all these things that The Dark Descent does, and it's more modern, way easier to pick up and play.
Yeah.
And I think it was on, I don't know if it's on Game Pass anymore, or was at some
point.
Was it?
Okay.
I haven't looked at Game Pass.
The Bunker is the only one that I have played. I know you're a huge fan of the Amnesia games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have them in my Steam library, but I'm just like, too scared to play. I think. Because I think like,
it's rough. The Bunker is very rough by yourself.
Yeah, you think so?
You play at night?
Okay.
And
Yeah, because I've played it's only spooky. A little bit of it, and it's just like, nothing's even happening, and I'm just like, you know
what
I mean?
You're like in these mine shafts, but there's like
which is a great setting.
Yeah. There's like the trenches of this war, and you have to like you have to run back and forth through these areas, but you because you're having to go back through areas mm-hmm. that you've been through before, and you know that something happened in this area, and you have right. to trek back through that, and you don't know if it's going to happen again or not, and they play with that, like yeah. the suspense of like if this thing is going to happen. So yeah. they do a really good job, and it looks phenomenal. While you know their older games looked great for the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. the only ones I've beat are The Dark Descent and Machine for Pigs.
Okay. I think the physics part, because I think the physics, like being able to move objects and block stuff and yeah. stuff like that, I think that that's a great yeah. mechanic. And I think that's one reason why I haven't played it, because I feel like I would just panic too much and just yeah. be like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And I play with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works on a controller, like using your thumbstick to like... It's always been frustrating to me when you have a... In a video game where you're trying to like spin a box or like rotate an object and you're trying to use the controller.
And you've got the controller.
You're,
yeah.
You've got X, Y, and Z axis you're trying to move objects on. And it's just right. like, oh, just give me a mouse.
yeah, just give me a mouse.
So I can
yeah.
click and drag. Thanks. Yeah.
And I think I played the bunker on Xbox.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And it still has the physics
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as... I don't think it's heavily as involved as
no,
the
previous
games. Okay.
No, you're mostly just like, you need to go and like... Hit these switches in a room, and there's this like giant creature that's roaming these halls, uh-huh. and then yeah. now there's like these rats that you also have to like avoid. And
yeah.
if you like hit a rat, then all the other rats start coming. But
yeah.
then that gets the attention of the big boy, and he's right. like this mole creature yeah, that just comes out of these holes in the walls.
Insane.
And
yeah.
But you're just like having to like flip switches, and you have to like memorize. Like you'll see like a map, and it'll have like. You can like memorize that map, or what I did was took notes or took a picture mm-hmm. of it and then kept going.
Great idea.
But yeah, yeah. Might be against the spirit of the thing, but you know, but I don't want to spend 3 hours on this one.
Right. Exactly. Part, yeah. It's all about survival. Yeah. So one of my favorite horror games is, one that's not, you can't buy it. It's not like readily available.
Of course.
Okay. Is, the remake of the original Silent Hill, which is Silent Hill Shattered Memories.
Okay.
And they remade it for the PS2, or they made it, they remade it for the PS2, the PSP, and then the Wii. And the Wii is the best way to play it, because it has a lot of flashlight mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously
holding that.
The Wii. Yeah. But like, it has like this psychological, which obviously the Silent Hill games are all about psychological.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paranoia and thriller mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But you use the flashlight, and it's like if you hover over certain objects, that like determines part of like your psyche throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is really interesting. Like if you if you hover over like a poster of like a bikini clad woman, mm-hmm. then the cop you meet might look more voluptuous later on. Mm-hmm. Like it kind of plays on stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting. But like the flashlight, it looks gorgeous, and like you see like snow particle effects when you're holding the flashlight. And it's not a very long game. I think it's probably like 6 or 8 hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't like when there's no combat in my horror games, because I feel like it's not very realistic,
mm-hmm.
Just to me. But Silent Hill Shattered Memories doesn't have any combat. It's just run away from your enemies, or try to toss them off, or throw flares or something like that.
You're saying the remake is called Shattered Memories?
The remake of the original Silent Hill
is called
Shattered Memories.
And
yeah,
this is like built from the ground up.
Correct.
So it feels different to play?
It does. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like the original obviously is like kind of like an eagle view. It's like you're still behind the character, but on the PS1 and it looks pretty rough.
Because I played a little bit of the
original. Yeah.
Didn't beat it. I did. Silent Hill 2, yes, I did beat and loved it.
Yeah.
I think I beat it a couple times. But yeah, that's... So, the best way to play this, though, is on the Wii.
Is on the Wii. Yeah. Yeah, which is unfortunate, because it's like, if you try to find a copy, it's like $125
exactly.
on eBay and stuff like that. And I just don't have my copy anymore. And I'm like, no. But back then, you just don't really think about stuff like that.
Nope.
Which stinks.
Looking at you, Pokemon cards.
Dude, for real, bro.
They're gone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just like Jared here.
Just like Jared here. Jared, finish what you were saying. Uh-huh. We didn't want to interrupt.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt Jared. I'm tired of him talking.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
And, I mean, he's got the bones of a great point. You know, Silent Hill's great.
It is. I love it.
Pyramid Head's amazing. I love the movies as well.
Yes, I also agree.
The scene where Pyramid Head rips a lady's skin off and then uses it as a projectile.
Yeah. Incredible.
It's just stuck with me.
Yeah. Exactly. If there's one thing to remember about that movie, it's that particular scene. Everybody's like, just, the bathroom scene. And I'm like, nah, dude.
No, that's not metal. No. The metal scene is when Pyramid Head rips someone's skin off and then throws it at someone else at such a velocity that it is a weapon.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a game called Little Nightmares.
Oh, dude, we've talked about this.
I mean, we've talked about Silent Hill before, and here we are talking about Little Nightmares. But and I was the one who brought it up last time. But you take a game with the graphics, like the graphic style that it's in, and then you make it also it's like a side scroller, but you're in a 3D environment,
right?
So you know the camera moves from left to right. You're mostly traveling from a point all the way on the left,
yes,
and the end of the game is all the way on the right.
Yeah,
that's where you're trying to get to. But you can move up and down, and you can climb objects and things like that. So it's like in a 3D environment. But to make that scary.
Yeah, I agree.
Is like impressive.
Very.
Like it's a blast to play because it's spooky, creepy, scary.
Yeah.
All three. And it plays so well. Like you're like playing as these little kids.
Yeah.
And you're taken. I don't know, it catches you off guard.
It does, yeah.
With how much it scares you.
Yeah.
And the director behind the game, he was with Little Nightmares 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer with them. He went on to move on to another project, and they are making Little Nightmares 3. We've got a trailer for it, and it looks pretty interesting.
It does.
And it's got co-op this time around. And
yeah, I'm curious.
If you don't have a co-op partner, it just has like an AI partner that will play with you.
Yeah.
So I will definitely play it.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out for sure.
But I'm more excited about Reanimal.
Yes.
Which looks great.
Yeah.
Which is the director of the original Little Nightmares 1 and 2. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm a fan of anything that guy does from here on out because Little Nightmares is one of my favorite. If you're talking about horror genre, that's what I'm like.
Right.
You got to check out this game if you're a fan. Like, I know it's a side scroller. I know it like has some like it's like almost claymation-y graphics, and it almost reminds you like Tim Burton-esque. But if it's like my wife said, if Tim Burton just like put the pedal to the metal, just like just started not caring at all,
right? Yeah,
then this is might be something what he would make. But it's fantastic.
It is, and it was funny because when you suggested it. You were like, dude, you played this game. You got to play this game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then I played it, and I was like, dude, I need more of this game. Bought the second one, immediately played through it.
It's a pretty short gaming experience,
and
but you definitely get your money's worth. It's not like a $60 title.
No.
I think it's like if you are on Steam or something, you can get it on sale quite often for pretty darn cheap. But it's a relatively short gaming experience, but it wraps up really nicely. You want more of it, but you don't want like to touch the game because it's such a gem.
Right.
So like a sequel is kind of the best answer, or just like more from that developer.
Yeah.
Like, because where it's at is kind of perfect.
Yeah.
And I think you said you like Little Nightmares 1 more than Little Nightmares 2.
I do. Yeah.
I think I like 2 more. I think it brought the creepiness factor up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I liked. There are definitely some things about the first one with some of the puzzles I like better.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, and has been a little bit since I played them. I do need to go back and play them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is another reason that it's kind of great that they are the length they are.
Right. Because
they are easy to go back and play. It's not like you're jumping back into Elden Ring or something.
Exactly.
So, but,
And I think going off Little Nightmares. Well, I think maybe like the combat sections of Little Nightmares 2 is probably one of my frustrations about it. It's because
the combat. Well, I think they introduced combat really.
Well,
the second one
with the hammer and stuff.
Yeah,
and I think it's just kind of maybe a little frustrating to use.
Yeah.
But I just like Little Nightmares 1 because, well, obviously, it's hard when you play a game and then you go to a sequel. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's hard to,
yeah,
you know, match that or whatever. Yeah. I just like the loneliness, I think, of the first one is why I like it so much. But I think if you're not super into horror games, this is a good jumping off point. This is one of my accessible games.
Yeah.
Like if you're thinking like, well, I want something that's kind of spooky, but not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like terrifying.
Not like crying in a corner.
Right. Yeah, spooky, exactly.
Like losing sleep.
Although, over, I mean, there's a few moments.
There's a few moments in there that are like, I applaud them. Like, yeah, how you achieve this and this style of, you know, gameplay,
yeah,
is impressive.
Yeah.
And Reanimal looks like they're amping that up. Like, dude, it's going to be even crazier.
Yeah.
Excited. Yeah. But I think the character design is, mm-hmm, is, you know, that's the reason why,
yeah,
hit so well. Also, and the level design.
I think, because Little Nightmares 1 and 2 is only rated teen.
Yeah.
And I think Reanimal is going to be rated M.
Yeah.
So they're going like,
that means it's
going
to be so fun.
They're going to go all in. So I'm,
that means I'm going to be able to drive my car and pick up a prostitute, right? And beat her up and get my money back.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what makes it
perfect. Great, right? That's right. But even the DLC from Little Nightmares is fantastic. Like, when you're playing as one of the orphaned children, you, mm-hmm, have to jump to like the water creature or whatever. Yeah. We talked about this before, mm-hmm, or whatever. But yeah, I think if you're new to horror games, you're not sure what to play, low barrier entry because it's not very expensive.
Yeah.
Little Nightmares.
I think you can get like the Little Nightmares.
One or two. I mean, we would definitely recommend either of them.
They have a bundle.
Oh, it's
pretty,
they?
Darn cheap too. Well, then comes with all of it and all, exactly, the DLC and everything.
Yeah. You can't beat it.
No.
No.
So, put it on your wish list and it'll go on sale and then buy it.
Yeah, scoop, exactly, it up. I mean, as soon as you put it on your wish list, it'll go on sale.
Probably.
Most likely.
Yeah.
So that's one of good stuff. One of my favorite games, horror games of all time, and I've talked about it before, but it's Condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first one, though.
The Criminal Origins?
Criminal Origins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Psychological thriller. You play, yeah, as a detective.
And I have played and beat this game, but it's, yeah, it, on your recommendation.
Right.
And it's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like 12 years ago or something, yeah, like that.
Well, I recently played it through again, yeah, this year when we were talking about games we wanted to come back, that we want to come back. And I just love this game. Mm-hmm. I love the visceral combat. It's spooky. It's got some like great atmosphere, some very original scares that you see probably a lot in other games like it now, first person horror shooter games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play it on the Xbox, and that's basically it. So that is,
yeah, it is like an Xbox original. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't play it on really anything else, but, yeah, it is on, I don't know if it's on Game Pass, but it is on the Xbox.
It's not on, sure, PlayStation?
No.
Okay.
Yep. And, yeah, the sequel is just forgotten. It's on the Xbox 360, long gone. You can't play it on anything.
I feel like I played it,
yeah,
for a bit and kind of was like, meh.
Yeah. Meh. It's very meh.
Yeah.
So
I don't remember.
They should have just ended it and, yeah, moved on.
Like, I'm like 99% certain I played it, but I just don't remember anything about it.
Yeah. That's, yeah, because that's how forgettable, so forgettable. Except for the bear in the cabin scene.
Mm. But it doesn't ring a bell. Maybe I didn't play it. Yeah.
So, but I would love to, obviously, for them to bring it back. But, mm-hmm, that's not what we're here about. Horror,
yeah,
games.
Yeah.
But.
These games are so old that it's hard to recommend them. But, like your Condemned Criminal Origins, like, it made an impression on you,
uh-huh,
because of the time, because of where video games were at.
Yeah.
At that time. And then, like, what they did. So it's like, if you go and watch Citizen Kane, you're not like blown away if,
right,
it's new to you,
yeah,
in, exactly, 2024,
mm-hmm,
but you know, at the time,
yeah,
it was like, wow, they were like pushing the boundaries,
right? Yeah.
But like, Fear series,
oh dude, yes, great.
It's kind of like my version of your Condemned Criminal Origins, mm-hmm, like where, mm-hmm, it's just like, but there's like sequels to this game and I love all of them. So there's,
yeah,
like Fear 1, 2, and 3, so maybe that's a bad comparison, but
no.
Isn't there like some other Fear game that besides the 1, 2, and 3? I think there's, or maybe they just have like names for each one.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Fear even is an acronym. Don't, right, remember what it means.
Yeah.
But
oh man, I don't,
it's like half like a shooter where you like a SWAT team person.
Right.
And you like,
yeah,
got a shotgun or assault rifle and you're just like shooting up stuff.
Yeah.
And then half running away from spooky ghosts. Like, yeah. Yeah, like this little spooky girl
yeah.
that is following you on your journey. Man, I don't remember the storyline.
Dude,
I just remember being spooked.
Yeah.
And having a good time shooting stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and it has like a slow motion mechanic.
Yeah.
It's so random. But it's like,
it's got boss fights with like
yeah.
spooky bosses, scary bosses. And,
yeah.
It's just a blast to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember picking up this game and just not really even knowing what it was. Like, I don't think I even knew it was like a horror game.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I was just really into.
It's called Fear.
Just called Fear, yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, you know. So, but yeah, I remember picking up and just playing through it and just being like blown away.
Yeah.
And like, of course, we always talk about the ladder scene.
Uh-huh.
But like,
the ladder scene is iconic. I don't even remember. I think it's like the first Fear that has that ladder.
Yeah, it is scene. The first one. But it's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would love. Well, I don't know if I want them to remake it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think you can play it on really anything right now, can you? Is it on PC?
I think it's on PC. You can play it on Steam. I've got it on Steam.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where I originally played them was Steam.
Yeah.
A long time ago. But I don't know if I recommend them.
Yeah.
Definitely a product of their time.
Yeah, they are.
Just like I don't know if I'd recommend Condemned Criminal Origins. Or
I would.
You would?
I would recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Fear series would be a little easier if... Because shooter games are, for me, so much better when you have a mouse and keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gets rid of, like, you get old Xbox games that are shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And the clunkiness of that right thumbstick trying to aim at stuff. It's yeah. just, like, really obnoxious sometimes.
I would recommend Condemn, though. Okay. Because, like I said, I do love the game, so I already knew that going in. Mm-hmm. So a little biased, but I still think it holds up. Like, yeah. It has a really compelling story.
Yeah.
With him being like the main character. There's actual main character.
Yeah. I mean, you know? The story is definitely going to help that game now.
Yeah.
Versus Fear. I don't remember Fear.
I don't even remember the main character having a name or anything. He was just like another guy.
Yeah. I mean,
and then
he definitely had a name, right?
Did he? But I don't know.
It's like guy. Something like Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
Greg. Minecraft Steve.
Yeah. Greg. Carl.
Yeah.
Bob. Something. Something American.
Jared.
Jared. Yeah.
God. Get rid of that. Okay, now here we go. A game, still first person, but you and I love this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more people should play it. Resident Evil 7.
Okay. That's on my list.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Resident Evil Village.
Over 7?
7 is the...
The house one.
The house one.
Right.
I think Village is...
Is better?
Is better.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
As a horror game?
I love them both. I think they are top notch.
Indeed.
I agree. And then I thought Village was like, they can't have another home run.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't play it immediately.
Right.
And then everyone's like, no, it's another home run. So I played it. And I was like, this is great. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I was in it every moment. Like when I wasn't playing it, I was like, I wouldn't need to go back and play this game
yeah.
and finish this game.
Yeah, that's a test to a true game right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. When you're thinking about it after you're done playing it.
Yeah, but they're sequels to each other. And they came out like within 2 years apart or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But
well, I think 7, obviously, is a total revamp of the series with a new character.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the, since we live in the South, I like that it's like, hillbilly, like stuck in a, you know what I mean? Like a country.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary, dude.
Uh-huh.
And
it's more real than people realize.
It's more real than people realize. Yeah, dude, exactly. Yeah. People cutting their hands off and putting them back on.
Yeah.
That's real stuff, man. That's based on a true story.
Yeah.
No, but, I think it's more claustrophobic, and I like that about it.
Yeah.
But I like it because you're also able to attack.
Yeah.
So that's just a preference for me. I like you're able to defend yourself, but against someone who's a freaking juggernaut, just blows through the wall and just picks you up and slams you. Come join the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, man. The atmosphere in that game, dude, it's like every creaking board of that house.
Mm-hmm. And this chair.
Mm-hmm. It just sets you off, dude.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's readily available for anybody. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's usually on sale all the time, mm-hmm. and it's definitely something I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, I got it. I got the Village one with the DLC and everything. I got it at like $30, mm-hmm. which I think when it came out brand new, it would have been $80 for all of that.
Yeah.
So, like 60% off, 70% off. But you have always been a Resident Evil guy, mm-hmm. while I didn't even have access to Resident Evil games as a kid, but I don't think I would have been super into them.
Mm-hmm.
The tank controls,
yeah.
You know, I was, you know, Banjo-Kazooie,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Mario yeah. and stuff yeah. like that.
Super fluid movement, yeah, like, yeah.
And yeah. Then you got this game that's super clunky, and you know, but you know, they're trying new things, and I think they finally have a formula that's like. You don't have to change anything mechanically about this. You just keep adding story to this, and people are going to buy it up.
Yeah.
But of course, they're going to keep trying new things, which is great.
Yeah.
But that's one thing about the Resident Evil series is
mm-hmm.
every time they come back, it's an improvement.
Yeah.
So that's something to applaud. I don't think I've ever heard of a Resident Evil game coming out and everyone's just like,
wah. Except for six.
Six.
Yeah.
Raccoon.
Raccoon City was
Raccoon
also
City.
Meh.
Yeah, we had a friend.
They had some flubs.
We had a friend that was very into Resident Evil games.
Yes, yeah,
and,
we do.
Raccoon City came out, and he just would not stop talking trash about that game. I never played it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played 5,
mm-hmm.
the Gold Edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but yeah, it's good. The inventory management was just like, I've got an OCD thing with inventory. It's got to be organized. And the game doesn't pause while you're in inventory. And,
I forgot about that.
It's action packed, so you're like shooting zombies in the face, and you're like, let me let me hold on 1 second. Let me grab my bullets.
Please, no biting, sir. Okay, hold on.
Let me grind my herb into a paste. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that got me out of it a little bit, but
yeah.
Otherwise, great game.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Definitely better with another player.
Yeah.
Yeah. The AI is kind of rough.
I forgot it was combat. Yeah. I had the AI the whole time. Or co-op.
Co-op.
I forgot it was co-op, but... hey, was that my... That was your suggestion, but it was on my list.
Yeah.
You know...
Great minds.
This one is accessible.
Okay.
I've got one that's like... And if you got to have some friends to play it, okay. But it's so cheap you can just buy it for your friends, and all you need is a rock to play it because the graphics are terrible.
Oh, okay.
So you just need like a potato with some wires.
Yeah. Okay.
And
what is this?
This is Lethal Company.
Oh, yes.
Dude.
Okay.
I know you might not like, if you're trying to think of horror games.
Yeah.
Like Lethal Company might not like come up. Organically,
yeah,
but it's a horror game, man. It's a survival horror game,
yeah,
and it is a game where you and up to 3 other friends, so it's 4 players,
right,
are enlisted as like an employee in this company that is gathering just junk from planets.
Yeah,
I believe I'm getting all this right, and you gather this junk, put it back on your ship. You fly off to your corporation and you dump these objects off for this corporation to like buy back from you. Mm-hmm. And they give you credits, and you can use these credits to buy new like tools. You can buy like flashlights and like ladders and shovels and like walkie talkies mm-hmm. and upgrades for the ship. You can buy useless upgrades like little Christmas lights in your ship, and
yeah,
but
love that.
Yeah, and you use that money to, you know, upgrade so that you can go to these harder, more difficult planets.
Mm-hmm.
But the catch is, all these planets are just filled with monsters, and you're just like these dudes, and you're under equipped.
Yeah,
there's combat in the game, but you never feel strong or like. You know, like a bad A.
Yeah.
You know, you're constantly frightened. And I'm sure everyone knows about this game at this point.
Yeah.
But the TikToks and everything, mm-hmm. absolutely, like, you cry watching these things because people get so scared.
Yeah.
Because they are they're like, usually when they're playing, they're by themselves in a room, mm-hmm. and they're playing online with their friends.
Right, yeah.
And when you are far away from your friends, you can't hear them. It has like voice proximity to try and keep it realistic. Mm-hmm. Where, like, if you're in the building and talking to one friend, your other two friends can't hear you.
Yeah.
And that's where the walkie talkies come in.
Yeah. Which is a brilliant command.
It's like, brilliant. Yeah. Like, it's limiting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, it's like video games shouldn't put mechanics in there that makes it harder to play the game. Right. Right, yeah. No, you definitely should.
Yeah.
You need to make this game hard to play because that drives the suspense up and like this sense of loneliness. Like, you get separated from your friends and you're trying to find your friends,
yeah.
and you can hear them in the distance and their voices are echoing off walls, so you can't really tell where they are. And then you hear them screaming and you hear someone else screaming down the other hall, and you know that's your friend because that's their voice.
Yeah.
And then you know that's your other friend, that's their voice. And then you're trying to find your way, and then you have to start screaming.
Yeah.
Because you're being chased. There's even these monsters that like drop from the ceiling and they get on your face and you can't see anything but little bitty cracks. Like, right. You get some sort of vision, but you can't tell which way to go. And if you step outside the buildings that they're in, they'll pop off your face. So that's the only way to survive. Or your friend has to hit you in the face with a shovel to knock this bug thing off your face.
Yeah.
But your friend, when you're talking, your friend, what they hear is because you got this thing on your face.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just so funny. It is so funny. It's the biggest mix of just absolute hilarity and horror.
Yeah.
In the same thing. Yeah. But I think they made that game for like $5.
Yeah.
And like three people or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It goes to show you that like just having a clever idea mm-hmm. is enough to sell it.
Yeah, graphically, you know what I mean? It's not anything pretty to look at.
No,
but
it's pretty clunky too.
Yeah, like, it's pretty clunky.
Jumping around and moving around.
I mean, think Minecraft when you're talking about these graphics, and I'm talking like early Minecraft.
Yeah,
at that, it's very muddy looking, the whole thing.
But it works for the aesthetic. It
definitely works for the aesthetic
you're going for.
And it's nice to have a game like that. You can just recommend people and they're going to have some laptop in a closet they can open up and launch Steam and play this game.
And play it. Yeah, exactly. You know? Not have it.
They don't need a gaming device.
Right, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
Like if I recommended RuneScape to somebody.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't run it.
Throw that in there.
Yeah, great party game.
Yeah, it is a great game. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's like, from like the comedic genius and then mm-hmm. the just absolute horror of that mm-hmm. game. It's just,
and
you're talking trash to like your friends or whatever. Yeah. And then the distance and you hear like a light scream and then it fades and you're like, oh, now I'm alone. Yeah. And now you hear nothing.
And if you aren't with your friends the whole time, you don't know if they're dead or not.
Yeah.
And they can see what you're doing if they're dead. And they're like listening to you go like, is Taylan dead? I don't know. He's probably dead. And then you'll get to the ship and you're like, he's not here. He's got to be dead. And you can like look on the monitor and like everyone has like these tracking devices and in your ship. You can track them on this computer, but you still can't tell 100% if they're dead or not because their dots just like staying still.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, are they just scared and they're like, can't move, or did they fall in the pit and die or did something kill them?
Yeah.
And you watch long enough, you're like, oh, they're dead.
If
you get caught in the spider webs, your body like moves like this because it's like dangling from a spider. So you see on the monitor that their little dots doing this. You're like, ah. They're dead.
They're dead. That's freaking hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah.
Or if you're on the walkie-talkies and so it just cuts off
because
they fell in a pit or something.
Yeah.
So funny. Like, okay, I'm going to go. Taylan? Taylan, are you there?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. He's gone. He's gone. Yeah. Dude. Man. Got me crying.
Yeah. And that short we have of me getting struck by lightning is... So funny because I'm like,
check that right.
I'm like, guys, don't get struck by lightning.
Yeah,
don't carrying metal. You are an idiot if you get struck by lightning. Is anyone carrying metal? Don't carry metal. As I'm like, got this shovel.
I'm like, why? Yeah. First time I played it.
And they say that lightning never strikes twice. And it struck.
Oh, it did. Yeah, totally
it definitely
did.
Strikes twice
instantly. Yeah. Just Jared laughing at the heck. Oh, man.
I'm not very good at that game.
Me either. But that's what makes it
good. And you lose all of your progress when you lose.
Yeah.
It's which fantastic. Makes it even more like suspenseful and stressful and fun.
Too funny.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Well, the last one on my list is Silent Hill 2.
Oh. I was like, if I went, you know, Fear 1. And you know what? Fear 2. And you know what else I've played? Fear 3.
Silent Hill 2.
Silent Hill 2, yeah.
It's the one I've beaten the most. I still own a copy on Xbox, which comes with extra DLC.
Actually, I think I still have my copy.
Do you really?
I think so.
Wow.
On my DVD That's shelf.
That's good.
I'll have to double check.
Yeah.
But you I should. Won't tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. But yeah. Man, talking about pure psychological thriller.
They nailed atmosphere.
Dude, absolute atmosphere.
With those graphics.
With those graphics. Which,
they're not great.
No,
but indeed. Only because of their product. It's a product of its time.
Right, exactly.
It's an old game.
Mm-hmm.
For its time, the graphics were pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, great 3D models, and it was like mo-capped and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it is 10 controls.
You have to
rotate your character before he moves in the direction you want to go.
Which is if you're trying to run away from something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not loaded like with a freaking bazooka like you are in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just blowing through, you know what I mean? It's like you got to run away, it's like dude.
If you want to make it scary, like if you just run away from a monster that's moving a mile per hour, like a Jason type killer.
Right, yeah.
And it's just a hallway and you run down it and then you turn a corner and you're fine.
Yeah.
No, give them tank controls and then it's super scary because it's like walking through a door with numpad locks, a hallway with like 10 doors with numpad locks on.
Right,
Oh my God. I got it. It's like, it's how it feels with tank controls because you're just like... Yeah. Like there's these, it feels like there's an obstacle placed.
Yeah.
Which is the controls.
For sure.
For you to survive in this game.
And you know me, man, I love the Resident Evil series.
Uh-huh.
However, the story is all over the place.
Yeah.
It's.
Oh, the story is confusing.
Yeah. Very confusing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, back then I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. I like it. You know, it's fine or whatever. But like Silent Hill has been always about the story. You know what I mean? Gameplay is, I mean, like fifth on the list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about the atmosphere, the setting, but number one is always the story. And there just hasn't been a game like Silent Hill 2 that I have played that I was like, this is it. Like, this is like peak storytelling from a game when it comes to like horror stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not saying that there isn't. Maybe I just haven't played it. You know, I played a lot of games.
Or maybe you're just wrong.
I could be wrong. But we know I'm never wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But no, I just... Yeah. It's like the music and all the voice work, which I know people like, if you go back and like play it, people are like, it's kind of like weird and awkward, but it's like, that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously, the remake's out. And Ryan and I are going to play.
Okay.
It's not you, bro.
What's my character's name?
James.
James. That's my brother's name. James is his first name.
What?
Like my name's Christopher.
Oh, okay. Ryan. Okay.
He's James Steven.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Talk about the flashlight, bro.
What was it? Oh. Okay. That doesn't help this thing.
Well, attack it, bro.
I forgot I could attack.
Oh, R2.
R1 turns around.
R2.
R1 turns you around.
Yes, R2.
Dude, I do not play PlayStation.
Oh my God.
I feel like someone's dad grabbing a controller. Is this what you kids are doing?
Anyways, thanks for joining us. Tell us your horror games, maybe horror games you're looking forward to that we may not have heard of, or stories that blew you away out of horror games, and, you know, give us suggestions. But thanks for listening.
Yeah, if you got a horror game recommendation.
Yeah. Like, after listening to our list, you're like, these guys would probably like this game.
Yeah, we would love to do some homie work.
Yeah.
On some suggestions from the audience.
Especially with spooky season right here.
Heck yeah.
The spooky season.
Yeah. Just don't say, you know, something I know, you know, or I'm going to shut you down.
Shut him down. But anyways. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to save.
Don't forget to save.
Okay.